So, without further ado.
Yes. It's a pleasure to talk once again to Pat Kinavan. We talked a little over a year ago.
That's right, Julio, and thank you so much for having us back on.
Yes. And you were once again all by yourself on stage.
Yeah, again, because my director won't let me work with anybody else.
And that would be the artistic director of Dublin's Fish Amble and director of the previous pieces as well, Forgotten and Silent, and for Underneath, that's Pat Culleton.
Jim Cullison, yes, thanks.
I mean, sorry. Yeah, thanks very much. I'm Pat, Jim. You probably become interchangeable.
Well,
you
absolutely.
Probably spend
definitely.
So much time
yes. Thank you.
So tell us about this particular piece. It's very intriguing.
Underneath is about 2 years old, you know. And Donna, when I started to work on it, it's the third part of a kind of an accidental trilogy, really. But when I started to work on it, I really honestly started to lose my confidence because I thought, are people going to go on this journey? Are people going to go on the journey of the character? And the character really is, from the start, we know that she is in her tomb. And so that's not giving away anything. And the audience go on the journey and they come into her tomb, which is kind of the iconography of the whole piece, really, is quite Egyptian. And it tells the story of an Irish woman and her journey from living by herself in Dublin and being quite isolated to being now very isolated in death. It's very, very funny at times and it's very, very dark at times. But thank God people have responded to it and people have connected to the piece, and it's still growing and it'll grow more, and you know, on its Los Angeles run it'll grow more, and it's quite it's that kind of an organic piece, really.
Since neither of us has seen the play yet, I can be very ignorant about this. You're playing a woman?
Yes.
Aha, okay.
Yeah, she says at the very beginning, she says that, you know, if, since I was 7 years of age, I had wide angular shoulders and Mammy taught me to be proud of them, like Joan Crawford. So like that her mother celebrates the masculinity in her daughter. But what happens at the age of 9, as well as this, she is struck by lightning and it disfigures her face. So it's a story really about beauty or the lack of it and how we judge each other, how people, even I suppose the most evolved people in the world and in Los Angeles as well, can become victims of attraction, and attraction to aesthetically beautiful people rather than internally beautiful people.
And, you know, what struck me, too, is that, you know, Americans sort of don't like to deal with things like death.
The Irish love it.
I
love
was going to say, the Irish soul, you revel in it. It's a wonderful thing. And it is a funny play as well, you said.
Yes, absolutely. Yeah. So as you say, it's dealing with death because the character, like Pat said, is dead. So it's called Underneath because she is underneath the ground talking to us. But also, as Pat just spoke about, it's about how we judge people sometimes by how they look on the surface and don't really think about what's underneath the surface. But it's also, yeah, it does revel in death. So it deals with some dark issues, but there's also huge comedy through it, which perhaps is kind of an Irish trait. Certainly a lot of Irish writers kind of have that kind of sort of fine balance between comedy and tragedy. And last night we had our first preview in the Odyssey, and we were delighted that people really went with the darkness and really entered into the tomb and loved the ghoulishness of it. You know, as we come up towards Halloween, perhaps people are in ghoulish mood, but also really we're laughing so much, and you know, and really lots of cheering and people are very happy at the end. You know, there's a great amount of fun as well, you know.
Sorry, talking about comedy, somebody just walked by the window of the studio with a tree. With a big plant in their head, with a big tree.
God knows what comes into this station.
Oh God! I must say, was the audience here in the United States different than what you experienced before?
I think it's so fascinating, you know, touring internationally, and we're so delighted to be able to do it with support from Culture Ireland back at home, and to be here in the Odyssey in association with Georgianne Aldrich Heller is great. And so it's a real privilege to be able to tour to different audiences. And we find that audiences are different, but also there's something very universal about the plays. I think we found that with Forgotten and with Silent and now with Underneath, that there's something people really connect with. It's about, they're about humanity, they're about characters slightly on the edge of society, they're about people that you might you know, cross the road to avoid, and yet over the course of an hour and a half you get to know them and you view the world a little differently. And people, I think anywhere we've performed, really, really appreciate that. There's a little bit of audience interaction when Pat talks to the audience, and we find in general people in Los Angeles, certainly the last times we've been here, have been a little bit more open perhaps about talking and, you know, engaging with that than perhaps in Ireland or you know, in Britain perhaps, where people are maybe a little bit more reserved, I think.
Yeah, I think as well, you know, you do discover from touring around, and we've been very lucky, Julio, because these three plays have brought us all over Europe and to Australia and here in particular. And like, I suppose the thing we notice the most is that, and I notice it from meeting people afterwards, that theatre is one of those things that really separates the wheat from the chaff. That people who go to the theatre, I'm from a working class background, you know, I'm not from a big arty background in my family, but I believe that, you know, the theatre belongs to everybody, that it belongs to all classes, and it shouldn't be owned by a particular elite, you know, in any society, whether it's in Los Angeles or in New York or Dublin. But what I really notice is that the true theatre goers will come, and they'll come and they'll enter the piece with you, and they won't just stand by and talk about it at dinner parties. They actually come and they get involved right from the start. And we've been very lucky like that with Los Angeles. Even from the last two pieces I noticed in the Odyssey, it's amazing. People come for a kind of an immersive experience. They come into this, they come into these 99 seaters, and they sit there and they're ready for anything. So even last night, our first show, I felt, God, they were fantastic. Like, they were there, they were leaning forward in their seats, and there was no BS, you know what I mean? They were there for the experience, and that's the pleasure of doing it then. That's the universality of it, that all theatre goers all over the world, you know, who really want to go, they want to go for that immersive experience.
Yep. Absolutely. Something about the live performance, isn't there? Somebody once said about theatre, you know, as a kind of a way of promoting theatre, they said, when did you last give your TV set a standing ovation? You know, even if something's great on TV or in the cinema, you're never going to stand up at the end and
I
just
yell at
feel
it,
that.
Yeah.
Well, you could shout at it, of course. Yeah, lots of things to shout at. But in theatre, just that sense of the liveness of it. And I think Pat's you know, a hugely charismatic performer, and the plays really celebrate the nature of theatre. And people certainly in LA and other places we've been to really, really engage with that and enjoy that.
And you've got a great track record at Fishamble.
That's right.
Saying,
yes,
right?
You did indeed.
At the New Play Company, because you're the proud recipients of an Olivier Award. And if they go and see the piece, that there's actually a little treat involving the Olivier Award, right?
Yes, there is indeed. That's right. Yeah, we were so honoured, Fishamble and Pat. We won the Olivier Award earlier this year, a couple of months ago, for Silent. And so when we were talking to the Odyssey about bringing Underneath here, they suggested maybe we would do two special performances of Silent just to celebrate that. So on Friday the 21st and 28th we'll be performing Silent, and yeah, we're going to have the Olivier Award with us, and audience members will be able to have their photograph taken with the Olivier afterwards. And something great that Pat's been doing when he's been touring the plays in Ireland is to ask people to make you know, a small donation if they wish to a homeless charity, and that's raised some money for homeless people. And Silent is about somebody who is homeless, and again, the title is very evocative because it's about some of the issues that we are silent about sometimes, but with huge fun and humour and exuberance and theatricality like Underneath has. And we found that people, you know, love to have their photograph taken with the Olivier Award, and also love to put a few dollars in the box to help homeless people after meeting the character Tino McGoldrick, who's at the centre of the play Silent.
Is there a tie-in between these three one-person plays?
I suppose, Julio, it's a strange one to answer, really, because they are completely separate, and they deal with different, I suppose, they deal with different extremities, and things that perhaps aren't talked about enough. That's only from my small little kitchen at home. You know what I mean? I talk to myself, you know what I mean, a lot, but, you know, but like, I suppose, yeah, the similarity or the thread through the three of them is something that I feel very strongly about, and you know, topics that deal with isolation and with insecurity and, I suppose, the vulnerability of us all. But I suppose the main connection really is that it just happens to be the one person doing the three. You know what I mean? Yeah. So like, you know, whether people like it or not, they're still going to see my big mug. Do you know what I mean? It's like, but you know, we try to kind of alter them and give them a different sort of a look for each different show, so that people, you know what I mean, if they see one, two or three of them, that they enter into the character rather than associating the actor or the actor's body with the pieces, you know what I mean, that they go for character. And I'm very much influenced, I suppose, all my life by a lot of Irish playwriting, which is very character based, very, very localized in that sense, that it's localized but it's universal, that type of archetypal mother, father, uncle, brother, you know, priest, whatever, that still influences me, you know what I mean, and a lot of my fellow actors and playwrights, you know what I mean, that the parochial and that the local and the, you know, the kind of immersive, the familiar, growing up with that familiar town or village mentality really does still influence us all. But it's funny then when you bring it abroad, you realise, well, everywhere is local. Everywhere has their own.
I know, that's the thing, isn't it? The local and universal is a good point. I think, you know, sometimes, you know, we think about some of these plays that the references are so local, will they transfer? And in a funny way, people associate even more with that, because I think there's a truthfulness and an honesty to something that is so local and so real as Pat's plays are, that people don't mind if they don't recognise the street's name, or, you know, it's like you can see a wonderful performance of an opera in a language you don't understand, but you connect on an emotional level, and that's certainly what people are doing with this. And as Pat says, the three plays all are performed by him, but then look very different. You know, Forgotten is influenced by Kabuki theatre. It's lots of red and black in it. Silent is influenced by the silent movies. There's a kind of a Rudolph Valentino thread going through it. So that's very exciting to be here at the Odyssey. You know, to be performing that in Los Angeles is great. And then, as Pat has mentioned, underneath has a sort of, she's in her tomb, and there is a kind of an Egyptian element. So there's a lot of black and gold in it. And people do sometimes say, well, I've seen the red play and the silver play, and I'm looking forward to seeing the gold play. So there's very much a difference. Pat thinks very visually, I suppose, in his writing, and there's a lot of dance and movement, as well as that sort of more traditional, perhaps, sense of Irish storytelling that you mentioned in it. You know?
Well, and you can't help but think of, like, Beckett, of course, comes to mind, great Irish playwright, and the subject matters that he tackled in his work. But it sounds like the tone is, although there's a lot of humor in Beckett that most people don't get, but or it tends to be produced very seriously, and
that's
I
right.
think when they capture the humor, it just sings.
Yeah.
And it sounds like you're not afraid to go there as well and have it be a truly cathartic, transformative experience for the audience. But how interactive is it? Because it's immersive, but is it actually interactive, or?
Well, we do break the fourth wall in it, and in all three. And I really believe that then it becomes new every night, because there's a different energy coming in. The audience are bringing in, each member of the audience is bringing in a different energy. Maybe they're coming in full of joy. They're coming in with disappointment, whatever, but that does influence the piece. And if somebody says something and answers the character, and there's no need to be afraid, you know what I mean? It's one of those things where you go to the theatre, you're ready for anything, really. And so maybe one member of the audience, by a comment that they'll make, will influence the experience for everybody else for that 90 minutes. Do you know what I mean? And they'll alter it. And most of the piece is set in stone, but there's about a 5% allowance that I got from a director here of improvisation, and that can actually affect the flow of the piece. So each time we do it, it's very, very different.
It is extraordinary, actually, when people kind of talk, and as you say, one comment or one remark can totally change the experience for an audience. So people do come back to the plays repeatedly in order to see it with a different audience. Having said that, nobody's actually brought up on stage. Do you know what I mean? It's a gentle interaction,
that.
So it's fine.
Yeah.
When you were saying there, Donna, actually, about Beckett, I was thinking that when we were here last at the Odyssey with Silent, one of the Los Angeles critics said that it was like watching Beckett's Crap's Last Tape, but performed by Madonna. And I thought that was quite a good good comment about the crazy mix that's in the play.
That's great. I wanted to remind our audience that if you're just joining us, we are in Fund Drive mode, so you can call 818-985-5735, 818-985-KPFK. If you would like a pair of tickets to this wonderful piece, which I'm so looking forward to seeing, our in-studio guests are Pat Kinavan and Jim Culleton. The P is silent. and it's playing at the Odyssey. It officially opens tonight, I believe.
That's right. Yes, yeah. We had a preview last night and we're on tonight until the 30th. Yeah.
Until the 30th. And a couple of those performances will be the piece Silent that we've been talking about as well. So if you'd like to pledge at the $100 level or more, get the LA Theater Works pack of plays or any other premium of your choice, we'll toss on a pair of tickets to this. And it just sounds like it's going to be a wonderful adventure. Just go in open and ready for anything.
Yeah, we had a great night last night. Yeah. We had a great preview last night. I'm so grateful, Julio, the people actually turned up because, you know, it's a big push to go to the theatre sometimes and you have to get parking and everything else. But, you know, I hope that we won't disappoint you and we'll please come out and see it because we'll give you a great night. We'll work very hard for you.
Yeah, there was a great buzz there last night, wasn't there? So we're looking forward to the next 2.5 weeks of the Odyssey very much.
Yeah, it sounds wonderful. And it is so intimate there at the Odyssey. They do great work. And just a little word about Fishamble. Tell us about that company.
Yeah, so Fishamble is a company dedicated to new plays. So we produce, this year, for instance, we have about 9 productions of new plays touring. We've had 3 shows in Australia. We've had a couple of shows. We were at the Kennedy Centre in Washington, D.C. and at the Irish Arts Centre in New York earlier this year. So we do a lot of international touring with support from Culture Ireland. And then we tour all over Ireland as well. But it's always new plays working with new writers. Fishamble is the name of a street in Dublin, actually. And back in the 1740s, Handel's Messiah was first performed there. And in the 18th century, it was also the theatre in which new plays were performed by Irish writers. All the other theatres were bringing in plays from London. And so we're called in honour of that, I suppose, because we are dedicated to new plays. And we run a lot of dramaturgical and development and support schemes and initiatives for writers and directors as well. So that's what we're up to. We're going for 28 years and, you know, delighted to be able to produce work with writers and actors that has something to say about the world we live in today.
I think it's lovely to be able to see the real deal. You know, you occasionally see productions of various Irish plays with bad accents and things like that. And But you really get
Pat's from Cork, because that's a particular Irish accent, but he does it very well.
Yeah, thanks very much.
But it's that Irish soul, you know. I think there's an authenticity that folks will get if they get down there and see this in person, and it is very intimate. So I can't imagine a more visceral topic for people to engage in. So
I think it's thought provoking and it makes you think and it's visceral and it's fun and exuberant and theatrical. That's certainly the kind of feedback we're getting from audiences. So that's people are in for a good time, hopefully.
And I want to remind everyone that if you pledge for our premium, which is the LA Theatre Word Theatre Pack, you can get a free pair of tickets to underneath. And we have 5 pairs that we are offering. Just call 818-985-5735. 818-985-5735. The LA Theatre Works pack is a theatre treat unto itself. Yep. And this is a special add-on. And these gentlemen will only be here through the end of this month.
That's right.
That's right, yes.
You're leaving the day before Halloween.
Yes, and, and then back to the cold and the rain of November in Ireland. But you know what? The sun will get us through.
Yes.
The sun will come out tomorrow. Yeah. No, I just, and again, the show is underneath. Oh, it just looks wonderful. And you are called, I can't remember, somebody from the New York Times, maybe Ben Brantley or somebody like that, called imaginative, wonderful monologuist you are, although it's not really a monologue, but I think they probably don't know how to characterize a show like this.
Yes.
You know?
Yeah, no, absolutely. We've had some great reviews from Ben Bantley in the New York Times for Pat's shows, calling Pat a true artist of the theatre, and some lovely comments like that. So, that's been lovely.
I think it's nice to not be in a category, though. Do you know, I think that we tried all the time just to kind of create pieces that can't be put in a box, because I think sometimes some wonderful pieces are put in a box, and therefore it destroys their individuality, you know. Mm-hmm. So we've always fought really to keep the pieces for everybody and for everybody's experience, rather than a particular, you know, set that want to go, oh, well, that's and then, you know, that's classical or that's neoclassical or that's bleh, you know what I mean? It's like, you know, and it's like Beckett, as, like you said, it's like, you know, like Beckett, in fairness, like, you know, a lot of people are too serious about him, I believe, that it know, he should be for everybody. People, there's a beautiful, and I have to pay tribute to him, beautiful actor that he only died recently, an Irish actor called Johnny Murphy. Love you, Johnny. Mm-hmm. And Johnny Murphy was probably one of the best Beckett performers ever, because he come out on stage and he was just so beautiful, his acting, but also he was hilariously funny, you know. And sometimes I think you know, we need in theatre, you have to have a laugh as well as the darkness.
Yes. Absolutely, that mixture makes it really fun. Yeah, we've been to the Edinburgh Festival with Pat's plays and had great success there with them, thankfully. But you know, when you're in Edinburgh, you have to tick two boxes to say what describes your show, and they are hard to define, I think.
Yeah.
And so you kind of want to tick theatre and physical theatre and dance and, you know, comedy and all, because it has an element of all those things, really.
Yeah.
Which is kind of, it's nice to play around with that, isn't it?
Yeah.
Well, I'm looking forward to it, and I want to thank you so much again.
Thank you, Donna.
Studio
thank guest
you so
Pat
much.
Kinnison,
and Julio.
Jim Cullerton.
Yeah, thanks very much, Julio.
Welcome,
thanks, Donna.
Sir.
And do pledge 818-985-5735. We're going to play a little Iris Dement song, which I think is very appropriate. It's called Let the Mystery Be, and kind of surmising what happens after we go. And we'll be back with Donald Margulies.